Twin City Stage Education Director Cherry Van Loon has been teaching acting classes for theater since 1998. This summer, she and her TCS colleagues will be busy with summer camps for kids ages 4 to 18. Cherry's celebrating her second year in the post. She stopped by to applaud her team of professional directors, choreographers, musical directors, counselors, assistants, set designers, and more, and to share this season's summer camp offerings. Student-teacher ratio is something they talk about a lot.
Absolutely. In our younger camps, up to age about fifth grade from 4 years old, on camps that have 12 kids, there's a director and then two assistants. So it's a great ratio. So you've got the director that can work specifically on things that are based on the production. You've got another assistant that can work on games or keep the other children entertained and doing fun theater things that aren't maybe exactly production-based. And then you have the person when it's time for potty break so that the whole entire group doesn't have to go to the bathroom at the same time. So then as we get to the older groups and it's a musical, you've got a director, you've got a choreographer, you have a music director, then you have counselors and assistants to also assist with theater games, costuming, set building, props, because they get a whole entire all-encompassing experience, not just we're going to do a play.
All right. And this all-encompassing experience occurs during the summer camps that you offer this year. What are the summer acting camps that are going to be held?
Our camps start June 9th, and they run through August 17th. We've got 17 different camps ranging from half day, 1 week, to all day, 3 week. We have half-day camp, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Puss in Boots, 12 Dancing Princesses, Camp Shakespeare. Then we've got all-day camp, Charlotte's Web, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Jungle Book, and West Side Story for the high schoolers.
Wow. All classics. Was that a mere coincidence? How did that come about?
It was exactly mere coincidence. The things I was thinking about for summer camp, and then also it was kind of interesting, the things that the play reading committee was thinking about for the main stage, it just happened to be that they were all literature-based, so it makes for a nice theme for us to draw on for the season.
Nice. Of course, this is only for students who are gifted and talented and career-driven theater students who always dreamed of being up on stage, right? Only those.
Right, because the average four-year-old has all that. Actually, it's a mix of kids. Some of the kids have grown up in theater. Some of the kids have never been here before. But that's how it is in community theater, too. When people audition for a play, there are people who have done this their whole life, and there are people that go, hey, I like that show. I'm going to go audition. So in the theater world, you have every level of expertise or not.
And some of the times, those with very little experience surprise you.
Absolutely. And for little kids especially, I think it's interesting. Sometimes children are very shy on the first day. And then, of course, there are the children that are not shy. And the shy children will kind of hang back and look at the other kids and be like, wow, I guess it's okay to talk loud or be big or use my body or use my voice. And they're just really drawn in. So it's a great experience, actually.
What's the payoff for you, Cherry? I mean, to be in the middle of all this and for weeks and weeks and weeks, I mean, it's a lot of energy. But what's the draw for you?
Well, for example, I had auditions this past Saturday for my high school West Side Story camp, and there were children up on that stage singing and dancing that were blowing me away, that are 16 and 17 years old, that started act classes with me when they were five. And one of the children, just he was great at his dance audition. He just did a really good job. And I said, Michael, wow, you just really rock that. Well, Miss Sherry, I've only ever taken any dancing with you. And you know, it just makes me suck my breath in. So I've learned in my old age that I like projects. You start them, you finish them, you move on to the next, which that's how camps are, that's how shows are, that's how writing a grant is. So you see these kids all come together and make this performance, and they have friends that they have for their entire lives, and you just sit back and smile and cry sometimes.
Twin City Stage Education Director Cherry Van Loon. You'll find links to their new user-friendly online TCS Summer Camp registration site and the 80th season calendar of TCS Youth Productions at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.